Clashes have erupted between Israeli forces and Palestinian protesters, marking the 40th anniversary of Land Day in the occupied West Bank. Israeli forces fired round bullets and used tear gas to disperse protesters from Ramallah. Over in Gaza, Palestinians staged a rally to commemorate Land Day. The day marks events in 1976, when Israeli forces carried out a deadly military attack on unarmed Palestinians peacefully protesting Tel Aviv's land grab policies. Six Palestinians were killed in the raid. Mick Napier, Scottish Palestine Solidarity Campaign, joins us from Edinburgh to tell us more about this. We're looking at 40 years that Israel has been taking land away from Palestinians, but Palestinians are still steadfast. So when we look at this year in, year out, this being Land Day, what are your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are that the Zionists are very consistent, and that not a week has gone by since the founding of the State of Israel, where the Israeli state has not pushed forward a very open program to maximize the number of Jews living in Palestine and minimize the number of Palestinians. And Land Day is a very, very important date in the calendar for Palestinians, because it represents the day in 1976 when those Palestinians who had been, if you like, trapped inside Israel after 1948, when the walls and barbed wire went up, when most of their brethren had been expelled, ethnically cleansed, but those who had been kept inside Israel finally found a public voice. And after living for 28 years under military control, very harsh military rule, they came out and demonstrated on the streets. They paid a cost. Half a dozen were killed. Hundreds were injured. The savagery of the Israeli state was made very clear yet again. But nonetheless, Land Day in 1976 is celebrated by Palestinians as a tremendous step forward in their struggle for freedom. Because on that day, Israeli-Palestinian citizens of the State of Israel, who've always enjoyed second-class status, joined together with their brethren in the West Bank and the other occupied areas of Palestine and the refugee camps beyond Palestine to assert their determination to end their dispossession and to struggle for their freedom against the apartheid state.
If we were to look at one of the most recent announcements made regarding land grab, it was, I think, over 300 acres that announcement was made a couple weeks back. And looking at the year, it's been record demolitions that has taken place. Why do you think that is occurring? And of course, Palestinians, what are they left thinking when these types of land grabs are being made and demolitions in the record numbers being made, and yet nothing is translated into action against Israel?
Israeli land grabs and dispossession of Palestinians comes in waves. I mean, some things are constant. There's a constant building program across the whole of Palestine for exclusively Jewish communities, which Palestinian Muslims and Christians may not live in and can only work in as servants. And at the same time, there's a relentless program of demolition of Palestinian homes in Jerusalem, in the West Bank, and elsewhere. But I think Palestinians can see their doom, that unless they struggle, the future for them is one of dispossession, and that Palestine will be consigned to history and to be replaced by a Jewish state. So they know that they have to struggle. I mean, the nature of the Israeli system is so extreme that inside Israel, for example, for decades and decades, since the founding of the state, Palestinian villages have been, quote unquote, unrecognized by the government, while Jewish communities enjoy a standard of living appropriate to California. Many Palestinian villages in the neighborhood are refused water, electricity, basic amenities, education, and so on. So it's very, very extreme situation of the dispossession of the Palestinians, the reduction of their minimal human rights, and they know that they have no choice but to struggle.
And finally, quickly, if you can, the U.S. President Barack Obama came into office back in 2008, and his term is going to end now 8 years later. And he has plenty that he can mark off a check on his to-do list. When it comes to Israel and the peace process with Palestinians, all he could mark off is the fact that he made one of the biggest arms sales in terms of military aid to Israel. I think although it's still disputed, I think it's in the upwards of around $7 or $8 billion, if I'm not mistaken. Why did U.S. fail when it came to the peace process between Israel and Palestinians?
I mean, the great bulk of American military aid to Israel has to be spent in the USA. It's effectively a large grant from the federal government via Tel Aviv to the US arms industry. Israel also tests their weapons in real wars. And I would argue that it's a strategic asset of the United States. I mean, Obama hates Netanyahu. I mean, what's to like? Netanyahu is such a repulsive individual. He's been so terribly arrogant towards Obama. He's aligned himself with the extreme right-wing Republican faction in the US Congress to try to humiliate Obama and make him sign up to an attack on Iran, a strategy that failed. But despite the friction, Israel remains unique in the Middle East. The Egyptian dictatorship is pro-American, but the Americans know that underneath the government, the great mass of Egyptians do not associate themselves with this policy, and especially the policy in Palestine. But in Israel, because it's a settler colonial state, because the Israelis or their parents or their grandparents came from Europe and dispossessed the Palestinians, they know that they rely on the USA. And so that when Israel massacred people in Gaza in 2014, most recently, 94% of Israelis signed up to that policy, and a large minority wanted an even bigger massacre. So the dynamic of popular opinion in Israel supporting the state, and the dynamic of public opinion in Arab states in the region, which is hostile to their governments, really commends Israel to the US government. They know that they have what they call an unsinkable aircraft carrier in the Middle East, and they hope that they can use this against any power in the region, any state in the region, which defies Uncle Sam.
Thank you for that. It's a pleasure talking to you. Mick Napier there from the Scottish Palestine Solidarity Campaign from Edinburgh. Thank you.